What we are saying is that government should transfer our tier 2 monies to our custodian banks. Let's do that by 29th of September 2017. The forum would an indefinite strike action.
So, how long has this fund remained with government?
Oh, this money has been with government since 2010. With the second tier, you need to understand what the second tier is all about. The second tier is what is going to be used to pay your lump sums. It is no longer going to pay your lump sum. Now, this the second tier is a defined contribution. When you say a defined contribution, what it means is that your contribution is then invested. And at the time of retirement, you get your contribution plus the interest that has to earn on the investment. Now, if your contribution is not being invested, then at the time of retirement, you get what we call co-pension. So, and that is not going to augur for our members. For us, as we speak now, the monies are sitting down there. We don't know whether the money is even there. But no interest or appropriate interest are not being earned on these monies, which is going to affect our members when they go on retirement. Because there's a new law. Now, SNIT is no longer going to pay you the lump sum. So it equally affects you. If you are, say you are from GBC, it also affects your pension. You should ensure and make sure that whether your second tier has been transferred to whichever custodian bank that you've chosen, or else when you go on retirement, I'm afraid you get Kofiko pension.
I know that you've been up since there is a change in government. Have you been able to engage this current administration?
We have had some engagement with the government as of now. We've spoken to the employment minister. We've spoken to the finance minister. We've had interactions with attorney general. Our lawyers have been written to them. And that's